It's Jacob, J-A-K-O-B.
That's it.
Dazed.
From We Are All Fossils.
Perfect.
You've been a regular on Phoenix FM and coming into the show. You are a phenomenal songwriter. You've just warmed up off air and always sounds spectacular. Well, recordings are awesome. Tell us about We Are All Fossils, because there are other members of the group.
Yes.
And you work a little bit differently.
Yeah, so kind of like I've got a collection of like, well, it sounds like I could have them on like a little board or something. No, I've got some amazing friends who are very talented musicians, and whenever there's a new song that comes out, I just kind of see who's around, who wants to work on it. So it's a very kind of fluid kind of arrangement. We never know who's going to be playing a show or whatever, but it just works best because there's always new ideas coming from people who are wanting to be involved rather than, you know, not feeling inspired and having to commit to a project. You know, that's not something you want to do with your friends. So yeah, just make us all just kind of work together in ways that we would want to.
How did you get the name and what does it mean?
So We're All Fossils is something, it might sound a bit sad to people, but I actually kind of like the sound of it. It's you know, at the end of the day, we're all going to be the same. So it's a kind of a unity that we're all kind of share. And then also there's a beautiful sentence that says, we're all fossils in the making. And I thought that's kind of got something nice to it. And it was the only kind of collection of words that really stuck for me. There was something that happened when I put the words together and I was like, oh, you know, I kind of felt something. So I just pursued it, really.
And 2024 has been a very busy year because you've been writing, forming. So EP, album finished from, yeah, well, you're smiling.
Finally, finally. The album's done.
Yeah.
That was a probably 2.5 to 3 year process. Actually started in 2020 with a whole different collection of songs, and they didn't survive. So yeah, it's been a long journey, and thanks to Mike Curtis, who was kind of with me the whole way. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have gotten to the end. But yeah, no, I'm looking forward to sharing that this year. But yeah, Rapture's the first little bit that kind of has snuck out. Very early January. It's like, I didn't know if it was a good move or not, but I was like, all right, I've been sitting on this for like ages. Can I just enjoy the release part, you know?
So with the, is it an EP or is it an album?
An album.
Album, wow. Yeah. So how many tracks have you got on there?
I think there's 11, between 10 or 11. I should know this, but I don't.
Yeah. One of them's a surprise track, even for yourself.
Yeah. I didn't know.
So, I mean, just to let people out there know, when you're independent and you're putting stuff together, you have to, you know, you've got to pay for the studio time. You might have other musicians you've got to pay for. Then you've got all your promotion. Then you've got all your artwork. Then you've got your photography. Then I can see you do lots of video stuff as well. Mm. But it's not just about being able to go out and sing and play guitar. It's a huge amount of work.
Yeah. And if someone out there wants to help... I'm joking. No, I do love it. I love the writing the songs and getting creative, and all the avenues that I've kind of, you know, pursued online are the avenues that I actually really enjoy. I've always thought like maybe I should do a bit more of, you know, certain types of things, but I'm not naturally attracted to it. So, you know, as you know, as well as a musician, you got to do the things you enjoy, and then everything that happens after that is really a bonus. So maybe just do what you enjoy most and just see what that attracts. I think that that's probably the best choice rather than a comparison kind of thing, because that's something that stopped my creativity a lot in the past, and probably some other musicians as well.
What song are you going to do first? Is this a new song or is it a song from a previous album EP?
So I'm going to do Rapture, if that's okay.
Wonderful.
So that's the new single that's out this Friday. And yeah, I'd just love to show it to you.
Fantastic.